This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
All right, before we play the audio from Trump, the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, if you listen to the show, you know I'm a large fan. He was on the Stephen A. Smith show in the last day or so, criticizing this, deeply disrespectful, unserious. How about this hot take, Dave Harrigan? Mark it down, February 11th, 2025. At some point in the summer of 2028, the race to represent the Democrats will come down to two people, Josh Shapiro and Stephen A. Smith. This from the same person who told you December 31st, the Minnesota Vikings are going to win the Super Bowl. How's that looking now?
Judging by Sunday, the chances don't look as bad as the Chiefs. Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah, they look better. I think Stephen A. is slowly but surely gaining traction. And it's going to be too tempting for him. And Shapiro's a lock to run. What is your early reaction to my declaration that Shapiro and Stephen A. right now, chummy friendly.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, they will be the last two fighting for the nomination in 2028.
What about Coach?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
I'm talking
no
about
idea.
Coach. Coach Walls.
Nope.
It's Coach.
No. Don't know.
Nope. It was maybe just a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, that Stephen A. was on the same show, on his podcast, going, you know, whatever diatribe it was about how stupid the Democrats have been, idiotic. They've been so stupid, I just might have to run.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it, you know, kind of offhanded. Ah, ha, ha, man, I'm not actually going to run. Of course, I've got way too much money now. I don't want to, you know, go into that mess. I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much. But him saying that, not going to say it didn't pique my interest. Of all the things you could have said, you chose that.
Mm-hmm.
How tongue-in-cheek was it?
He's pushed back before, but he's also, it's coming up more and more. I think he's going to run. So the 47th president, by the way, who will be running for office again in 2028, mark that down. He's not going anywhere. He is meeting today with King Abdullah, the leader of Jordan. And we know out of nowhere last week, Donald Trump just said, we're going to buy Gaza. We're going to own it. We're going to clean it up. We're going to turn it into the Riviera of the Middle East. Yesterday, he said, the Palestinians will not be allowed to return. You're going to kick them out of the land. That means an extraordinary amount to them. where, again, this is no defense of Hamas, zero zilch. Hamas, if they're all captured, killed, fine. Okay, this is innocent Palestinians where Trump is saying, we're going to buy it and rebuild it. And by the way, the Palestinians, they're going to love where they're staying when I kick them out of their homeland. But by the way, they're not welcome to return.
They're not going to want to return, Chad, is also what he said, because they're, I mean, everyone's going to be on a cul-de-sac. It's going to be nice.
Yeah. I mean, wherever they're going, maybe all of us should want to go.
Sounds good.
So the leaders, including Egypt and Jordan, have been extraordinarily skeptical. But Jordan, I think I saw today, they get like $1.5 billion from the U.S. yearly. So, not the easiest, no. Here's what Donald Trump said today with the King of Jordan right next to him.
And today you just said, we're not going to buy Gaza.
We're not
going
to have to buy. We're going to have Gaza. We don't have to buy. There's nothing to buy. We will have Gaza.
What does that mean?
No reason to buy. There is nothing to buy. It's Gaza. It's a war-torn area. We're going to take it. We're going to hold it. We're going to cherish it.
Where else can we just go now, Dave Harrigan, and we can just take it?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Well, if you promise to hold it and cherish it, that's always nice. I mean, that adds a little something. I'm not just going to take it and treat it badly. We're going to hold it and cherish it.
Hold it and cherish it.
Yeah. Yep. It's fine.
We're going into another land where a land that is awful. It's been bombed. I don't know how anybody is even staying alive in there. And again, I don't care if one member of Hamas stays alive. I'm talking the innocent Palestinians who are trapped in there have nowhere to go. But we're just going to take it. As I said on Twitter the other day, I want to just take Royal County down. Dave, where did you say you wanted to take? Because Royal County down is, to a lot of us, the greatest golf course outside of the United States of America. So, I mean, if I could have Royal County down, that'd be nice. Mm-hmm. Where would you like to just take it? By the way, you're not going to pay for it. You're going to take it and you're going to, was it hold it and cherish it?
Yes. We're going to hold it and cherish it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. What could I
got a spot
and cherish?
You know, not just hold, Dave.
Yes.
Not just cherish.
That's just the thing.
Hold and cherish.
I want to hold it, but I don't know how many places I really am comfortable really diving into fully cherishing. Royal County Down's not bad. Hmm. I might. Sicily. I want to hold and cherish Sicily.
You want a country shaped like a boot.
I do. But just Sicily. I don't want the whole country.
No, you don't want the whole thing?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Not bad. What's yours?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's yours. Text me, 651-461-9226. Where in the globe are you just going to take it like Donald Trump is going to take it? What do people across the globe think of what he's saying? We're not going to pay for it. We're not going to do anything. We're just going to take it on our own. Is that going to be a state also? Is that going to be the 52nd state?
Well, where does Greenland fit in? Because we're still making the push.
I guess Canada's 51, Greenland's 52, Panama Canal is 53, Gaza's 54.
Mm. Can we make the canal a state?
I think we can.
That might just be a territory. I don't know.
Yeah, no,
it's just kind of we've gone down the list. You start with Canada. They're not going to go for it. Greenland, they're not going to go for it. Why don't we try Gaza next?
Yeah. I'm sure Hamas is going to leave, you know, smoothly. And again, if they're wiped off the planet, I have zero sympathy. But I don't know. How about the millions of people who would like to live there and believe that's sacred land? I mean, just a minor point. But just this will build up our will across the globe for sure. 651-461-9226. You can pick any spot on the planet. You're just going to take it. You're going to hold it, and you're going to cherish it. Where are you going to do that? Let me know. Traffic and weather next.